This is George.
And this is Donna.
And this is currently with George and Donna. It's been a long time.
It's been, as the kiddos would say, a hot minute.
Why has it been so long?
Just a lot, I guess. Also, neither one of us are sticklers about doing it, I guess, to be honest.
Okay.
So, I think it's a combo of it being a lot. And we're not like on a, we don't have a production company. So, neither one of us are like,
go ahead. You don't have a production company.
Oh.
I have a production company.
Well, I'm dang, working girl. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, so.
You think you can get me an agent?
No.
Okay.
We're all booked up.
All right. It was worth a try. Anyway, I was looking back the other day, and I think that April was the last ones that we did. Well, I know. Okay. So I said I think because we posted them in April. I don't know when they were recorded.
Hmm.
But I know it was pandemic-esque.
I don't listen to them after we record this. So what did we last talk about?
The pandemic.
Oh, okay. Do you remember anything else?
Not really. I think one of our avid listeners was listening to it the other day for the first time, and she was proud that she got a shout out. So that's what reminded me about it being during the pandemic. I was talking about washing your hands, and I called her out on it. And so I'm going to go ahead and say that it posted in April. It was probably recorded in April. So I think we need to just pick up on where we're I think we need to just, you know, we say it's currently, but I think it's never currently. So we need to go back a little bit in time and get the babies up to speed on what's happened over this whole time period. Because right now, as we speak, it's November 2nd. So let's go ahead and go through the months and update people on what happened.
Cool. So April, May is the next month, right? Yeah. So we sat here. Then June.
No. I actually did research because I care about our listeners. George does this for his own experience, but I care about the experience of the listener.
I see.
So May, the one thing that I have in my calendar for that month, I went back and looked, and it just says drink more water every day.
Drink more water?
Yeah.
Why are you leaving yourself notes to drink more water?
I made myself a calendar reminder to drink more water every day. I don't think it worked, and I ended up deleting it somewhere around like August. Yeah,
because you've had some dehydration issues lately, so I know it didn't work.
Yeah, I have had to, and you know what? And I went one time to have somebody look at my skin, and she said, these wrinkles that are happening around my eye sockets, she said, oh, that's dehydration. That's fixable. And I took that seriously, son. And so I came back, and I made myself a reminder to drink water and promptly removed the reminder after getting aggravated by seeing it every day. But I do try to drink more water.
That's interesting. So, reminders. I do sometimes decide like, hey, you know what? I'm going to do something. And then I set the reminder. And then it just becomes annoying. Like, you always have to flick it off.
Yeah.
So, I'm not the only one that does that.
I don't flick at my phone.
But, you know, like, you swipe it off. Like, you know, it's like a little bit of an attitude. Like, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, that's how I was getting with this water reminder somewhere around August. So I was like, oh, God, I got it. I was annoyed with myself. You know how you get annoyed with yourself when you don't follow through on something that it was a personal goal. No one else is making you do it. It's just a personal goal. And then you're just like, I got it, Donna. I got it.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I had for May. Does anything stand out? I mean, my mom's birthday's in May, Mother's Day's in May. Those are things that I remember. But as far as other events, I don't really have anything. Do you?
No, I'm looking at the chair I sat most of the month in right now, because I just remember this whole time at home thing was a big blur.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We saw a Saturday Night Live fake commercial the other night. It was like things that you said you were going to do during the pandemic. And somebody got like the whole Rosetta Stone Italian in the mail. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm ahead of the game. I did that like 4 years ago that I asked for Italian Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
And I never did follow through completely. Yeah. It's like the things that you think, oh, well, I mentioned this earlier in the pandemic. Back then, we were like, we don't know when this is going to end. We felt like any minute it could end.
So yeah. It's just like, okay, yeah, they could. I would remember saying to myself and laughing later on, I was like, yeah, they shut the whole government down. But what? They could get it back up, like 2 weeks? Two weeks, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Yeah. So there was this, I felt like everybody went through this weird dichotomy of, you're expecting any minute for it to end and things to go back to normal. So you're not really making long-term learn Italian plans at any given moment because you're not thinking, okay, it's May 2nd. From now, May 2nd till September 30th, I've got nothing but time to learn Italian. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not thinking that because you're thinking any minute it's going to end. So you're trying to make the most of every day.
Yeah.
Right. And just go, okay, today I need to like venture out to the grocery store and make sure I come home and sanitize everything and clean the house. And a lot of it was also work around the house for us personally. I know other people too, but it was, we found so many things to do around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving on. June, I saw in my calendar that I wrote return vacuum.
Oh yes. You really needed to return a vacuum.
I did. Here's what happened with the vacuum. I bought it on January 2nd. I had a coupon. And got it from Bed Bath & Beyond. Was so excited. Spent way too much money on it. It was one, I won't name it, but it was one that's supposed to vac your floor and mop your floor. It has a little canister to hold hot water and cleanser, and it backs it and sucks it all back up into the canister. It was leaving dirty water spots all around my kitchen floor. Super disappointed. Well, did Donna go ahead and say on February 26th, I'll bring it back? No, I said, you know what, I'm gonna bring it back. First, we got some traveling to do for George, but when we get back from that, I'm gonna bring it. Well, guess what happened? Everything shut down. And so I was like, now I got this vacuum that's got a 90-day return policy and I can't bring it back.
Mm.
I was on top of it though. I went and found my receipt and I said, the minute this store opens, I'm returning this vacuum.
You were front in line when they opened, right?
I made a reminder for myself.
So they're like, hey, we got our business back open. Let's invite these customers in. Let's make up that money that we've been losing for the last 3 months. And you show up and you'd be like, I got a return.
Mm-hmm. And guess what happened that day? They said, we're not taking any returns. They said, we're open for business, but we're not taking any returns because of the COVID. We don't know what you went and rubbed on this box while it's been at your house. And I was like, okay, me either. I don't know what I rubbed on it either. So I had to bring it back home and set a new reminder for myself. But rest assured, everybody who's out there wondering, I did finally get to return it.
Yeah.
And I did get a credit.
Good.
What you got going on in June?
I was sitting a lot in a chair.
That one over there, the same one? Yeah,
I actually worked at my my computer for work, so that was kind of cool.
Nice.
I didn't really, you know, some people were way ahead on like taking the time to do projects and things like that. I didn't really jump on board right away with it, you know, like I was kind of focused on making sure, you know, that I was keeping my job going, and I'm in sales, so you have to kind of, can't really ever drop the ball and like take a really long-term vacation, although I feel like some of my coworkers did, but that's besides the point.
Real talk.
Yeah. It's besides the point, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just your personality. So I wasn't like, we didn't like go out for long walks and long lunches and as much as maybe we could have.
Not in that April, May to June time. We did not. It was getting hot too, though, outside, because we do live in Louisiana. But we didn't do that at first.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and say one word three times. Puzzles. Pew, 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 pew.
You love puzzles, and puzzles were the hardest thing to find.
Yeah.
I mean, Walmart had the shelves, the puzzle shelves, emptied out.
I went in there. Okay, Walmart couldn't give away their puzzles on a good day.
Yeah, I was like, Walmart, they're taking up too much shelf space. Why don't they put more board games instead of these stupid puzzles?
Yeah.
And then they were wiped out completely.
I guarantee you there could be a Walmart associate standing in front of Walmart on any normal day, non-pandemic day, going, you guys want a free puzzle? And I guarantee you somebody would swat the puzzle out of the...
And probably smack the Walmart employee.
Yeah, and say...
Just run up and smack them.
Get out of here. Get out of here. But during this pandemic...
But I work here, sir.
Yeah.
You got to go, you bum.
But during this pandemic, it was like... You could get in a fist fight over a puzzle, I feel like. Yeah. I mean, I never saw one personally.
Yeah.
But...
You had a great experience, though.
I did a lot of puzzles.
With Barnes & Nobles, you went... we found out that they were kind of doing the pickup, curbside pickup. And you went and you got...
I called them first and said, do y'all have any puzzles there? No, you're not... She said, we sure do. And she said, I'll put some on a cart for you and I'll roll them to the front of the store and you could see them. And I thought, oh my word, this is so sweet. And she did. I pulled up to the front in her car and she rolled a cart full of puzzles and she held them up one by one so I could see them to see which one I wanted to buy.
That's so
sweet. And I picked
a
couple and she told me how much it was going to be and she took my card through the door and then she brought it back. It was so nice.
Yeah. Big, big props to Barnes & Nobles.
Yeah.
That's how you make it happen.
I have another note on the calendar in June that just says treadmill. And I was after you for a long time to find us a treadmill to put outside mm-hmm. in the pool house.
Mm-hmm.
And you found one.
Mm-hmm.
And I okayed the whole, it could be, because your side was you didn't want one that was going to be in the way.
Right, and thank the Lord.
But why is still baffling me, because it's not like... Like, we're ever in need of all the space in there at one time?
I am.
Okay. But I said, okay, a fold-up one is fine.
I use it, though.
Okay. I said, a fold-up one is fine. So you got a fold-up one, but you got one that feels kind of like if you did need to hurriedly grab onto the side of it, it might collapse and you would go falling off the side. But I was really gonna use it, and so I had it... As a reminder in my phone to use the treadmill. I need to put it back in my... I took it off, too, along with the drink more water thing. But I need to put it back on. Because I did try it once, and it wasn't that bad. When we were still able to use our pool. I did it for a while one day and then jumped in the pool after. It was nice.
Mm. That one time was amazing.
Yeah. Hey, girl. How many times have you used it?
5 to 6, at least.
Okay, over how many months? So don't talk to me about that one time. So you're 20. So you're what?
You could do the math.
80% more times than I have, maybe. No, wait. No, it's more than that.
500% more than you used it.
Yes. What am I doing right now? 500%.
I'm not sure.
So I don't know what I'm doing.
500% more than, yeah.
I'm trying to read my phone and talk to you at the same time.
But that's a good positive way to spin something, you know. I've only used it 5 more times than you, but I could say something really dramatic. Like, I've used it 500% increase in uses than you. Yes. That's what they do in commercials, if you notice.
500 times just, brighter. Yeah. It's always brighter or
longer,
improved, longer,
or
wider,
faster.
Whatever, faster, yeah.
Because they're trying to sell you time.
I was going the other way. I'm like, only 80%.
Yeah.
Like, wait, that's not right. Yeah, but I do want to still use it. I do. Here's the thing about it. I was all about it. That first time I tried, I was like, I'm all in on this. I love how compact it is. And then I tried it and it did feel like it was so narrow too. It felt like there was just enough space for your feet and that's it. Like, if you took a wonky step while you were on it, don't go too fast. Don't do a jog on it, because if you take one wonky step, you pop in that ankle, son. It's going right off the side. And don't rely on that sidebar to catch you either, because that thing's going down too. It's just going to be a hot mess on the floor out there. So I was like, but I'll try. I will try it again.
Okay.
I will.
I do like the times that I ran on it versus running outside, and there's like a whole big, you know, debate of what's better, and wind resistance plays a part, and incline. But on a treadmill, it's just like, you know, you have to keep going. You can't just like stop and walk for a bit unless you intentionally change the program to do that. I noticed that when I run outside, although I enjoy it, you kind of run and then it's just like, well, you know what? I'm a little out of breath. I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna walk this block, and then I'm gonna walk the other block, and then I'm back home.
Well, I guess if that's a resolve you have, yeah, the treadmill is better for you.
It definitely pushed me more.
One thing I did do in June was that I had an improv character building little seminar that I signed up for that was put on by the Groundlings in Los Angeles. Now, the Groundlings, normally you can't take classes with them unless you live in Los Angeles.
Right.
Because of the pandemic, things changed to where they were allowing some online classes and online seminars. So I took one, and it was really cool. It was with Melissa McCarthy and her husband, Ben Falcone. Mm-hmm. And for people who saw Bridesmaids, he's the air marshal that rides with her in the movie Bridesmaids in the plane that she keeps accusing of being an air marshal.
And he keeps denying it till the... Yeah. Perfect opportunity
and arises. Then Octavia Spencer and Allison Janney were also on it, and it was really fun. I took some notes. I thought that I was gonna get back into improv at any minute, but yeah. we've been so what I think it was February that was my or maybe early or sometime in March maybe was my last improv session that we got together for. And because of no gatherings, you can't do improv performances. So I kept thinking, oh, any minute now. But that wasn't the case. We never got back into it. And so listening to them do it and taking notes, I thought I was going to use the notes soon. But I, as of yet, have not been able to use the notes. Yeah. But it was still fun to see them. And they like had drinks midway through. It was a 2-hour little seminar, and midway through they said, go ahead and pour yourself a drink. They got wasted, y'all, I'm not gonna lie. But it was really informative and really funny.
Yeah, that's cool. I think the biggest changes that I've seen is just how companies are using tech to make improvements, try to drive more business, you know, creative things like that happen. And we've done some things with it that have been a lot of fun, but yeah, it's been kind of like a weird time where it's just like stop and go, you know, like do, you know, I would always ask my coworkers, you know, like, hey, when do you think, you know, this all will be over? September, you know? Oh yeah, before Christmas.
Even before, so if we're on June right now, people were saying, oh, sometime in July,
yeah,
this will be back to normal.
July.
Like, I think every month that went by, people were on a 3 weeks out type of thing.
Yeah.
And they would say 3 weeks from whatever date you were asking, hey, when do you think this is going to be over? And me too. I was one of those people. I was like, it can't last much longer. And I was wrong.
I think it's just fundamentally changing the world right now. Because now people are out of the, oh, it's going to get back soon. And they're kind of just like, this is our reality.
Yeah.
And then once you develop a habit after 6 months, that kind of sinks in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my work and teleworking and versus, you know, going into the office every day. Like, I'm sure for many other companies that are not hands-on, like the service industry, are probably rethinking how they're...
Yeah.
And now it's sticking, you know? It's not just like... Because if my boss had his way, I mean, everybody would be in the office. Mm-hmm. You know? And so this kind of has even forced him to deal with the fact that, look, you know, not everybody's comfortable. We still got real issue happening, and it's not okay to ask everybody to come in. Or how do you even do that and say, all right, everybody come in. Get nice and close.
You can't do it.
Get nice and close.
Speaking of things that changed, I had my first ever, and only one ever, drive-by baby shower in June. Mm. A couple of our friends from church had a baby, and they were just like, you can drive by and drop off your gift and whatever. They brought out like a little favor, like a candle, a favor, and a cupcake. And we gave them the gift. And they were like, thank you so much for coming. And we just drove off. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool in some respects. Like, you know, I guess men are faced with it less than women. But women, we are tasked with a lot of events to go to, I feel like, for our friends, for our girlfriends. Not that that's a bad thing. But sometimes we got some packed weekends, and like, man, what if it was always like that? Just like, here's the gift.
You'd save a lot more time.
On to the next one, you know? But I joke. Like,
and you just start flinging them out the window?
I'm joking. You
enjoy your frying pan. What were you saying?
You want to give gifts for certain people. So I'm just joking. Like, you don't want to sling them out the window. You want to spend time with your loved ones and your friends. Mm. So I'm kidding on that. But another thing. So right now, not currently, but in our talk space, we're still in June. So now's a good time to talk about the pool. We got to use the pool a lot more this year.
Yeah. Than we did last year. Yeah, absolutely. I felt like it was there, and I was here, and it was a lot easier to use it. I think that the first year that we had it, we're so busy. Like, luckily, we get invited to stuff. People want to be around us, and events come up, and, you know, I work, and then after work, and then, you know, it's too late to go out there. And so we got to use that a lot more this summer, which I really, really enjoyed. Mm-hmm.
There was a time in the beginning of the summer there where you would go work out and jump in the pool. Like, I'd see you out there on the little bench thing, like jumping around, doing weights, doing all kind of stuff, and you would jump in the pool.
Yeah.
So you got to enjoy it more.
Yeah, I got to enjoy it more. Also, I kind of incorporated it a little bit into my workout, you know, with swimming laps and things like that. And your body feels so good after you do a workout and you get into water. Like,
yeah,
you recover so much quicker, especially since I was out of shape and then got into shape, and now I'm out of shape again. So, but now I won't have the pool when I get back in shape. I have to do normal recovery.
Right.
Maybe fill up the bathtub. I'll just go in.
I just see you flailing around in there, splashing water everywhere.
Doing water aerobics. But that is the gist of what happened before events started happening.
The gist. It's with an I. The gist.
Let's just agree to disagree, Don. but that is the
gist
of what happened during before we actually started traveling a bit and doing events in the summer.
Yeah.
Cautiously. Oh.
There's one more thing that happened.
Sure.
And I'm going to mention it because I want to end this episode, and I want the next episode to start off on a big old positive note, and then we just go up, 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 up into the stars from there. It just keeps going up. Positivity, super fun time. So I'll mention this now. We replaced the roof on our carport in June. Talk about not fun.
we just have bad luck, y'all. We just with contractors and people
trying to fix. They know they know. Yeah, Mark Wahlberg, can I get an amen? You've been listening since day one. And you know how much we have complained about about refurbishing this house. We did, so our carport roof, our carport's kind of flat on top. But for some reason, whoever, whatever ding-a-ling, redid the roof about, we're told, must have been about 8 years ago. It's not that old of a roof from what we're told. Put up shingles on our carport, which is, our carport's a flat roof. Well, apparently every roofer, we didn't know, but every roofer out there knows you don't put shingles on a flat roof. There's like very little pitch to our carport. So just our carport area, it was like, you shouldn't have had shingles on here. And so we found that out, and we had to replace it with a flat roof. And that was an ordeal. We hired this dude that has to have come out to our house no less than 7 times since he redid it.
And he said, look, I'm going to fix this, and you're never going to see me again. You, it'll be 2 of my lifetimes before y'all have to call me back. He said to my face.
Yeah, when he first came out, he was like, I'm going to do it the right way, and you'll never see me again. One way,
and that's it, and you'll never, and boy.
We've seen him about 7 times since then.
We're thinking about inviting him to Thanksgiving dinner.
Everything, but I will say, knock on wood, everything seems to be fine now. He had to come and fix some things that his workers did here and there, but seems to be looking good now.
But I don't like, what I don't like is, you know, there's not a leak, and then you get the guy to fix the areas that have leaks, and then the areas that didn't have leaks now have leaks. Right. So that's really annoying, and then you call yourself a roofer, you know what I mean?
Right.
But what you really are is a shingle hole pricker. You know what I mean? I'm going to come to your house.
With cleats on. With cleats with nails
I'ma
on the bottom. I'm going to
come to your house with cleats, okay? And I'm going to find every weakness in your roof, okay? And if it doesn't have a weakness, I make one.
Then you got to call my tail out to come back here next week and find the place in the carport that has a new leak.
I won't make any more money, but I'll do it for you.
Some people like to call me a glutton for punishment.
Well, it's nice. You know, I said, like, it's nice to be talking to a roofer. And when I said roofer, he said, roofer? That should have been my first clue that something was up.
Oh, my word. Anyway, so I'm going to leave y'all there. Our roof is fine.
I said,
George look, is cracking himself up right now.
I don't want any leaks on my roof. It doesn't have leaks now. He's like, he had that smile like, we'll see. It's like I said the wrong thing and he took it the other way.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I was boasting. I don't have no leaks right now.
Right. We found out there was not supposed to be shingles up here. We don't have any leaks, but... And he's like, oh, you don't, do you? Okay. Well.
Anyway. Next episode, things go up.
Things are going to go up, 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 and up.
Up and up. Moving on up. Thanks for listening, babies.
All right, we got you caught up. It's June 30th. Bye, babies.
Bye, babies. We love you.